Hey. I know I'm taking that from another late night show, but anyway, hey. Oh my gosh, what has been happening? So much since our last episode on That's What I'm Talking About. So I'm just going to break it down to a few things that I want to talk about. And obviously the biggest topic is I cried yesterday. I cried. To see Ukraine and to see what Russia's doing to Ukraine, a sovereign country, it's devastating to me to think that Vladimir Putin can go in and just justify his actions in his, so to speak, manifesto back in last July that he wrote. I guess it was 12 pages long about, he already itemized what he was going to do. And it's just unbelievable to me to think that I heard our president speak yesterday, and I do see we have to really be very careful. But with that being said, we had notice of this. We were on notice since July of last year. So to see what these sanctions are going to do in a month, what about the photograph of the woman with her, oh my goodness, I just witnessed it this morning and I took a snapshot on my phone, and believe it or not, I don't know about you guys, but social media, our last president used it a lot. Why don't we use it? Vladimir Putin has a social media account, believe it or not, on Instagram. And I took a picture of this beautiful woman with blood all over her face and just looking at the rubble. And it's just so heart-wrenching. And I asked him to please stop. I'm going straight to the source. I'm believing it's his desire to go in and do what he's doing. Being a dictator, I guess we can just immediately go to him rather than our country, democracy, which, you know, it's not just Biden, President Biden, that does stuff. It's, you know, it's the higher-ups and they're doing the agendas that they push. But to me, this is just horrible. I know many Americans, and I believe even Russians, are demonstrating. Right now, they're shutting down Facebook because people are trying to organize in Russia protests against this war in Ukraine. There are many Russian citizens that moved to Ukraine to live in Ukraine, and they liked how it was being ran, and it just breaks my heart. I know us Americans, we are a better people than what we've been displaying this past couple years, few years, all the division, the back and forth, the two-party back and forth. Americans are Americans. We're United States of America, and until we get that straight, we will fall. So I'm sure hoping this is somewhat of a desire, and I pray to God that we will unite under God and become invincible, as, you know, we pledge that. And it's important that we know that united we stand, divided we fall. And I'm hoping that our administration will become energy independent rather than dependent. I know we were headed that route in the last administration, and now it looks as if we are, our prices of gas went up immediately. Our food inflation is at its all-time high. So I'm hoping that we as Americans go across the party lines and hold hands and unite in peaceful, peacefulness. And I'm praying that our administration is kind to us Americans and thoughtful, and that they are so thoughtful that they think of us rather than how Russia is. Vladimir Putin is not thinking of his citizens. He does not care about how much they're going to struggle. And in correlation, I pray that our administration thinks of us, the United States of America, the people. We are the people. And we need to definitely unite and make sure that we aren't going to suffer at the decisions that our administration makes. I understand it has been put out that our energy bills will go quite high, and that is, it disgusts me, knowing that we can perhaps become independent by doing other things that we were doing in the past. So hopefully our administration will be kind to us American citizens. And if we unite and stop our bickering, which is ridiculous, and go forward and forge forward as our founders had laid this land out, and we move away from the greed, that's a big hope and a big desire. I want to circle back to what I said earlier about how I got on Instagram and found Vladimir Putin's Instagram account, and I noticed that he only follows himself. So every time I looked up his account, it was like he follows one and it would be his other account. And then I looked up that account and it looks like he follows two and he has two other accounts. So I would just message the accounts that allowed me to message. And I took a picture of that beautiful woman with the blood all over her face and her, oh, so sad. And I asked, please stop. Please stop in Jesus's name, in Lord our Almighty. And I'm just asking in the name of Jesus that he stop with this insanity and the mass killing that's going to go on. And those Ukrainians just overheard one of the military people, generals or whatever it was. He was basically saying how they will fight to the end and to keep their nation, the Ukrainians do not want to be Russia, and rightly so. They are a country, and this isn't how it's supposed to be. Anyway, so much to talk about, so many things to think about. Silence is golden. I wish that Putin can sit back and hear God amongst all this crazy, his crazy thoughts. And I pray that God will guide his decisions, and he ceases and he stops and he just retreats, because that is my prayer. And obviously my prayer is God's will be done. Obviously God's will be done. And anyway, I hope that you have a good Friday. Lent is about to come up. I am Catholic, and we observe Ash Wednesday to start our Lenten season, 40 days before Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's a very special, special time. I know Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday, that's all happening, but I happen to be Fat Friday right now, and I'm doing my very best to get down to my life weight. Still walking, and I emptied out a 2-liter bottle, and I know the probably the plastic is bad for me, but I filled it up with my refrigerator filtered water. And all of this seems so mundane and silly and doesn't mean a whole lot when I see that lady's picture, that Ukrainian woman. She looked a lot like my mom, and she had a scarf over her head and beautiful, colorful scarf. But the blood was all over her face. And oh my gosh, it just, none of this really even matters. It all boils down to humans treating humans. We're not supposed to hurt each other. And all goes back to the Ten Commandments, and then the two in our New Testament, to love one another, and thou shalt not kill, and all those that are steal, and those are huge. So anyway, don't really have anything else to talk about, but God bless America, and God bless the Ukrainians, and God bless the Russians. I pray that they are able to perhaps overthrow this dictator. Anyway, God bless you, and have a blessed Friday. May God bless you. That's what I'm talking about.